Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
As one, yeah, yeah, play it safe. We best, yeah, the best, yeah, the best, yeah, the best, yeah. With passion, courage, and love, we in this together now.
Republic Bank. Official banking partner of CPL 2021.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, James was discussing ExxonMobil's latest discoveries with Cecil when Lucille interrupted and an argument ensued. Sister Patsy was passing John and Coretta's house and heard them arguing and jumped to the conclusion that she was beating him. Coretta was about to throw dirty water on her, but John stopped her and later told her to change her behavior. Right now, Ignatius is on the phone with Coretta.
Coretta! This is your husband. You choose to marry this man. I don't call you to complain about my marriage. Okay, just talk to him, ma'am. I gotta go. Bye.
Ignatius?
Shelley?
I noticed you haven't paid the light bill yet. It comes slightly less than last month.
You can't pay it?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Oh, and when it comes to GPL... my friend who does work there asked me to watch some videos.
Your friend at GPL?
Yeah, you remember my friend Fatima?
Can't recall you ever mentioning anyone called Fatima.
Yes, I mentioned she before.
Right.
Anyway, the video's an animation, and it given information about the power utility upgrade. She wanted me to watch them and tell her what I think. The video's up on the website, covering information from the PUUP upgrade to highlighting stealing electricity. That's the one I like.
So why are you telling me this?
Because it's good for people to watch and give feedback. Matter of fact, it is good to give GPL some feedback based on your experiences with the upgrade.
Well, I think they did an excellent job. You can tell your friend that.
Okay. She said people give him positive feedback on the live chat or... they call in on 226-2600.
Good. No surprises there. As long they needed to upgrade the network and replace all them old poles and wires.
Yep.
Prevent a whole heap of commercial and technical losses.
Correct.
So you can give this mystery woman, Fatima, my comments.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to take a nap.
In the room?
Nah, in the hammock. I hung in the yard.
But outside hot.
Nice breeze does blow out there.
Yeah, but I know you like the AC when it plays hot like this.
A little fresh air is good. Plus, I conserving on electricity.
Ignatius.
What?
What's going on?
What you mean?
We ain't do nothing in a long time.
Ain't do what?
You know, no intimacy.
And that bothering you?
Well, of course. You're my husband.
I see.
Is a problem?
No. Everything is fine.
But it was never like this.
Perhaps I'm just getting old, you know. Not as young and virile as some of these chaps in Morondi.
I don't understand.
You don't need to.
Ooh.
I'm going to my hammock.
Iggy.
And don't disturb me.
Mala, sorry for throwing up just at your house. I know since this coronavirus, we don't do this, but I'm deeply hurt and confused.
It's all right, Shelly. Both of we taking wee precautions.
I don't know what to do. Imagine, I had to make up a story just to form a conversation with me own husband. I tell you, I got some friend working at GPL named Fatima, and she asked me to watch them animated videos on GPL website.
I can't believe all this time Ignatius ain't said nothing that he know about you and Alonzo.
I think you're doing these things that torture me.
Yeah, but you know, men got needs.
And I got needs too. Women got needs. The other night, I just wanted him to hold me. The man didn't even sleep in the room.
Well, most likely he got another woman doing it for you.
No, Marla, I don't believe that.
Why?
Because...
You know it's a guilty conscience eating you up, right?
All them things Ignatius do to me. And I only make one mistake.
Shelly. It's not the fact that you made a mistake. It's who you make the mistake with. Your own nephew.
All right, Marla, you're gonna keep reminding me.
Shelly, look, if I was you, I would be very afraid.
Why?
Because you're living in a house with a man who obviously know that you cheat on him with your own nephew, and he ain't tell you nothing. The man planning for you.
You think he can hurt me or something?
Nah, not Ignatius. But look out for the divorce papers.
Wow.
And one day, Charlie, look, I can't imagine just pull up at your house to move your things.
Just so?
Yeah, just so.
Oh man, Ignatius won't do that to me.
Just like how sure he believed that you wouldn't betray he with nephew. But we know what happened there.
All right, Marla, I ain't liking your tone.
Yeah, Shelly, the truth hurts. Listen, I'm a friend who would be honest with you. I ain't gonna sugarcoat nothing for you, Shelly. You're wrong for do what you do to Ignatius. It could be any other man, but the old nephew? Look, you can't be surprised if he throw you out.
That man is not gonna throw me out.
Well, I'm glad you got so much faith.
Oh, Marlo, what I gonna do?
You make up your mind about coming clean?
Well, suppose I do though, and Ignatius didn't even know, and it's something else the body need.
Really, Shelly?
Then I skin up myself for nothing. That gonna make it worse.
Shelly, you're big and you got sense. Gosh, man.
Look, Marla, I really don't appreciate your negativity. I gone.
As sudden as you appear, you disappearing?
I ain't coming for this kind of attitude from you.
So, you want somebody who can lie to you?
Marla, enjoy the rest of your day, eh?
Shelly! Well, I tell you what. You would believe as I tell this woman for cheat on Ignatius.
Benicio, hurry, man. Bring the beers, let me and Brian drink.
Yo, Alonzo, buddy. Easy daughter, no, man. She pregnant.
Yeah, whatever.
Here, chicos.
Thanks, Benicio. Sit down and relax, though. I'll explain to you what's going on.
Gracias. My feet, they swell.
Oh, shoot, boy. It hurting?
No. The last time I went to the doctor, my blood pressure was a little high.
You got to be careful, baby girl. I know when you're pregnant, it's rough.
Yeah, it's not easy.
All right. Enough of this. Brian, talk the things. What's the plans you got for this Venezuela?
Well, Benicio, I know that you can't be under any sort of pressure right now.
Look, you ain't got to come here with all the small talk, buddy. Just talk the things. Tell she what it is.
Easy, no, man. It's a woman we dealing with. And she's pregnant with your child, buddy.
Look, let's enjoy this beer, eh?
Benicio, I know that a lot of Venezuelans looking for work in here, you know.
See. Even some of my familia.
Well, alright. I got the links.
So, you can find work.
Look, I know Venezuelans going through all kinds of worries in the country.
See?
I know it's hard for enough of them find work. Landlord taking advantage, and the people them ain't even giving them the money when they work.
Es verdad. Mi familia renting for $65,000 and the landlady calls her every day.
Nothing like that happening.
See, she says nasty things to her like, you do not belong to this country. Go back where you come from.
You see, this is the thing I can't understand. The way some of we Guyanese treat foreigners. Enough of we forget that we family in other people's country work in the same way. Everybody trying to make a better life for themselves.
Correcto.
Anyway, I know no Venezuelan does even be working and the people don't even want to pay them.
One of my cousins was working with a mechanic. For 3 months he didn't pay him. And then when he asked for his money, he told him he can find another job.
But listen, all of that nonsense, you ain't got none of that with this links I hooking you up with.
Explain, por favor.
A big man. Looking for employ some Venezuelan.
Really?
Yes. He got several businesses around the country. And he's looking for honest, hard-working people.
Are you sure? Where is this man?
He main operation has been in the bush.
So he wants Venezuelans to work in the bush?
Yeah, man. Legit work. You know what I mean?
I don't know, Brian. Some of my people had bad experiences.
Like what?
Some of them had their documents taken away and they forced them to work and don't pay them. Some of them even forced into sex work trafficking.
Oh.
See, and they escape. Guyanese friends help them.
Woman, this man tell you he gonna traffic anybody?
I'm just being cautious, Alonso.
Why you don't be quiet and listen?
Yo, Alonso, relax yourself, nobody.
Brian, don't tell me how to handle me, woman.
I know it's you, woman, buddy. But woman is woman. And they all need a level of respect from women.
Buddy, I fed up with you and all this respect and love talk and all this nonsense.
I just bringing it to you straightforward, dog. You ain't see this girl love you, buddy. If you don't want, she then let the girl go long, she way.
I see what you doing, you know. I know you got your eyes, but she long.
Alonso, you for real, buddy.
It's alright, though. I could move on to bigger and better things.
And you saying, though, right in front of you pregnant woman? Whoa.
Look, Brian. I tell you come over here to tell she about the offer from the big man. Now all this talk.
Benicio, look, trust me. If you could link me with some people who need work, I can guarantee that everything's safe.
I don't know, Brian.
All right. I respect that you're a little skeptical. If I get a little more information for you, you can be alright with that.
See, I would appreciate that.
All right, good.
So you coming here today was a waste of time.
Alonso, you need to chill out, bro. Seriously.
You could see your way out, champ.
Tell me as soon as you get more information, okay, Brian?
The man don't tell you where it is. Just create the link and done with that. This is for you own people benefit.
Alonso, he's off no man. I respect that Benicio want a little more information. She just being a little cautious, buddy.
Gracias, Brian.
Well, I don't appreciate nobody playing with me money.
You need to take it easy, friend.
No, don't come be wasting me time, dog. It's business we doing. Benicio, you can get the people, they's all.
Benicio, you have a choice. I can give you the information.
Look, get off me place, buddy.
Benicio, you can be alright.
See, Brian.
Alonso, take it easy, man. I really think you need to talk to somebody about this anger issue and how you're treating this woman. You got to do better than this, bro.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.
Can men show emotions by being vulnerable, kind, honest, and open about their feelings?
Me? Show emotions as a man?
Buddy, as a man, you don't have to be tough all the time. You don't have to pretend that you're not affected when you see people hurting. You don't have to pretend that you don't feel pain. It's okay to cry. It's okay to hug someone or for someone to hug you. It's okay to talk about your feelings, bro.
You're right. We men are loving, kind, and tolerant. And we can create a better world for all.
As a man, I choose to stand out and lead by example.
Not just a choice, but a lifestyle, my brother. We are the CEO of our lives.
Real thing. And as men, we must inspire the youth and pass on the message of tolerance, love, being vulnerable, and true to our feelings.
Because that is what men do. Hey, can I talk to you about something, bro?
Yeah, sure. Need a hug?
With more positive male expressions, the world can be a better place. Be the change you want to see and a man who inspires. A message from NGO, National Coordinating Coalition, and made possible by the support of the American people through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.